This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Talks between the United States and China ended in Washington with no deal announced. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Negotiators did not reach a deal during a brief meeting hours after the U.S. imposed new tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese imports. President Trump tweets, talks into the future will continue, but he says the tariffs may or may not be removed. Investors worry about a full-blown trade war, which would generally threaten to slow the global economy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And late Friday, the U.S. Trade Representative's office said that President Trump ordered Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer to begin the process of imposing tariffs on all remaining products imported from China, a total of more than $300 billion worth of goods. South Africa President Cyril Ramaphosa's ruling ANC party has won re-election with an absolute majority, but diminished support in South Africa's parliament, with more than 95% of the votes counted from Wednesday's poll. The ANC held a comfortable lead of 57.73% on Friday. The Ace Magashule is the ANC's secretary general.
And therefore, even those who are protesting, who have not voted, we are going to serve everybody, because once we are elected, we are a responsible organization.
The ANC's rival, and closest rival, the main opposition Democratic Alliance, was in second place with 20.65% of the vote. The Economic Freedom Fighters, founded 6 years ago by former ANC youth leader Julius Malema, was in third place with just under 11% of the vote. The final official tally is expected to be announced on Saturday. This is VOA News.